This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is Shelly's sister Trina, and this is The Goodness Factor with Shelly Wade.
Yeah, welcome to The Goodness Factor, an Odyssey podcast. I'm your host, Shelly Wade, with your weekly dose of good news. Before we get into this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to the podcast. Yeah, you can find us on the Odyssey app. We are an Odyssey podcast. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, at The Goodness Factor. You can also find my personal Instagram at the one and only Shelly Wade, and I'm on Facebook at All the Rage with Shelly Wade. Typically, I try to keep the episodes of the podcast evergreen, which basically means when you tune into the podcast, you're not going to feel like you went back in time to a certain time of year or a certain year. I just want to make it feel like you can, choose an episode and listen and still feel like it's right now. It'll feel timeless. However, today's episode is a little different because as I record this episode, I'm currently at my mom's house in Houston at the tail end of the Labor Day weekend 2024. And I thought before I jump on this plane back to New York City and back to work, I'd record this episode as an ode to the dwindling summertime. So I posed the question to some of the do-gooders that you've heard on previous episodes of The Goodness Factor. Do you have any favorite pastimes or rituals for the summertime? And you'll get to hear their answers coming up later inside the do-gooder interview segment of the podcast. But, I always like to start the podcast off with some good news. So let's get into it. It's time for the Goodness Report. Speaking of NYC, the first report comes to us from the island of Staten, where a bus driver named Peter Warner is being praised after saving a toddler he saw walking down the middle of the street. Yeah, this kid, whose mom was at work and whose dad had fallen asleep, likely dad was working all night or something and he fell asleep, and the kid managed to sneak out of the house. Fortunately for this kid, as he walked down the street wearing a diaper and carrying an iPad, hero bus driver Peter saw him, blocked the intersection with his bus, got out of the bus, and scooped the kid up and called 911. Yeah, and turned out the kiddo was four blocks away from home, so he hadn't made it far, but as far as I'm concerned, he made it too far. It's like it wasn't that far, but it's too far as far as I'm concerned. Peter says that the kid's mom gave him a huge hug when she was reunited with him, and they are now friends on Facebook. In other good news, Amazon has partnered with the YMCA to help open a free grocery store at a middle school in San Francisco so that all the students have something to eat. Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr. Academic Middle School in San Francisco unveiled its new on-campus grocery store that will help hundreds of students and their families stock up on fresh fruits and vegetables, dairy products, meat, and pantry goods. Now, while students already are provided with free breakfast and lunch through the school, school staff and leaders of Gooder said it's not sufficient to offset hunger when they leave for the day. And here's a quote I'm reading. "It's not enough that we give our kids free breakfast and lunch at school if they go home and don't eat dinner." That was a quote by Gooder CEO Jasmine Crowe. They wake up the next morning, come into class, and that breakfast replaces the dinner they didn't get the night before. And then lunch replaces breakfast. When that occurs, you have students that are sitting in class wondering where their next meal is coming from. So again, a nonprofit called Gooder is behind it all. It's their 13th location in the U.S. So good on Gooder for making sure those kids have sustenance. And that's the Goodness Report. As promised, time for the do-gooder interview and our ode to summer. Let's find out what summertime rituals and pastimes our past podcast guests honor each year. First up, Clean Design Homes Robin Wilson, who you'll remember from episode 4.
I feel like you're going to have a good answer for this one. For some reason, I do. Just because of what you do for a living. Do you have any favorite pastimes or rituals for the summertime?
Oh my goodness. You know, the best thing I can say about the summertime is it is a chance for my daughter and I and my mom and I to renew our commitment to leisure. And while I work very hard, I think that the moments of the beach, the water park, going to Newport, for example, and riding the three-wheeled scooters, and collecting shells, all those things create memories. And every year we have added a shell or two, and I'm not talking little shells, the biggest shell we can find, to a gigantic jar that I keep on my dining room table. My goal is that by the time my daughter goes off to college, that jar will be full. And she will be like, oh my gosh, I remember that shell we got from that place, or that shell we got from this time frame. And she'll know that the legacy of shell collecting is something that those shells were touched by my father, who's no longer with us, and my mom, and by me. And maybe one day that shell jar will follow her to wherever she goes in her life.
I knew you were going to have an amazing answer for that. I knew it. I just knew it.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't move. More of the Goodness Factor is next. Next up, makeup artist and look good, feel better volunteer Rudy Miles from episode 1.
Do you have any favorite pastimes or rituals for the summertime?
I have to go to the park. I have to just sit in the park with the flowers and the trees and just be in the state of nothingness. And I did it a lot during COVID, obviously, but even before COVID, it would be like a weekly ritual. Mm-hmm. But in the summertime, I try to at least, because there's a park right down the street from my my apartment, mm-hmm. I try to do at least a couple of times a week, make a part of my walk, a part of my day, to just sit. That's true. That is true.
Being out in nature is good for the soul.
100%.
Then I ask etiquette expert Elaine Swan from episode 2 the question, do you have any favorite pastimes or rituals for the summertime?
Reading. I love to read.
So
I love
like
to read. Yes. Summer books, everything. Yeah. So books. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm reading a book right now called The Go Giver. And I'm only a few pages in, but I'm really excited about the book. And I'm looking forward to what I'm going to learn from it. But I love to read.
I also posed the question to Look Good, Feel Better Foundation Executive Director Luann Rourke. Here's what she had to say.
Well, I'm a Florida girl, as I mentioned before. So my favorite pastime is to spend as much time as I can at our, we have a condo on the beach in Florida. So to spend as much time as possible there at the beach. I love the water and the beach.
Are you a surfer?
I am not. No, I grew up on the Gulf Coast where there are no waves at all.
You know, I wish I could have posed the question to all of my past do-gooder guests of the podcast, but time didn't always permit. But if you haven't heard all of the episodes of the podcast yet, please do go back and catch up. I promise you, you will love them. And thanks to my guests for sharing their rituals and pastimes for the summertime. And I think a lot of those pastimes and rituals can be, you know, celebrated all year long. So maybe they gave you some ideas. And that's the Do-Gooder interview. Time for the good word. It's not as easy making friends as an adult. I mean, not the true, meaningful connections we made with someone when we were younger, right? I think it's because when we're younger, we're still exploring and still much more open to allowing people into our lives, into our spaces, right? As we get older, we experience more heartbreak, more betrayals, and as a result, we're more wary of people's intentions. We've got our guards up to protect ourselves, and we're more closed off, more jaded, more hip to people's game. And rightfully so, because there are some terrible people out there who wake up trying to figure out ways they can do you harm and take advantage of you. But good news, with age also comes more wisdom and discernment. So you can open yourself up to more friendships with actual good people, yet be able to trust yourself to know when someone's good for you or not. Your people picker is not broken. So if you feel like you could use more friends in your life, go ahead. Start attending events and joining groups that interest you where you can meet like-minded individuals. Strike up conversations. Invite potential friends to have drinks. Volunteer. Join a ministry at church. Reach out to old friends. It's not as easy making friends as an adult. That's true. But it's also not impossible. And that's the good word as we wrap up another episode of The Goodness Factor, created, produced, and hosted by yours truly, Shelley Wade, with Zach Clark as our development producer. Thanks, as always, for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to The Goodness Factor on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts if you haven't already, so you don't miss new episodes as they debut each Tuesday. Please do spread the word about the podcast to all your family members and friends who also like their dose of positivity. Also, follow us on Instagram at The Goodness Factor and on our Facebook page, The Goodness Factor with Shelley Wade, and interact with us by liking our posts, commenting on our posts, and sharing our posts. You can also contribute content to the podcast. If you know of any people or organizations doing good things for their communities and you want us to shine the spotlight on them, DM us on social media. And if you have some good news that recently happened to you in your life and you want to share it, or if someone did something incredibly kind for you and you want to publicly recognize their kindness, record a voice message into your phone and share the news with us.
DM me I don't know if you can hear the vehicles in the background, because like I said, I'm recording from my mom's house right now. It's just the realness being real. Anyway, DM the voice message to me and I'll be sure to include it on the next episode. This has been The Goodness Factor with yours truly, Shelley Wade, an Odyssey podcast. Love you for listening. Mwah.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.